Well, as we come to meditate on God's word to us this morning, let's ask for his help. Father, we pray that you may speak to us now through your word as we reflect on these words, these ancient words. May you write them on our hearts and help us to trust you and your promises that we may know your joy and peace. And we ask this for your name's sake. Amen. So we're here, it's the first Sunday of 2025, and a whole new year lies before us. And I wonder how you're feeling as you look towards this year. Are you eager and expectant, feeling positive, looking forward to what the future will bring? Or maybe you're not so optimistic. There's too many things up in the air. You're maybe a little bit fearful of what the future might bring. Maybe there's some medical things happening for you. Maybe you're looking for work. Maybe unsure about where you're going to live. There's other stuff happening in your family. Maybe you're just looking around at the world and seeing the political unrest, wars, uncertainties, all sorts of different things. It seems to me that we can face the future in basically one of two ways, either with confidence and hope or with fear and anxiety. And this morning I wanted to take just a few moments to reflect on how we might move from fear to hope, from anxiety to confidence as we stand on what you might say, the precipice of this new year. Well, the first thing to say is that we need to look to God. Psalm 46 says this, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake with their surging. God is our refuge and strength. It may feel like all that is certain and solid around us is churning, boiling, crashing like waves of the sea. But it's okay, because God is our refuge and strength. He is the solid ground upon which we can stand. Not your job, not your family, not your wealth, not your iPhone. Gosh, that's really dumb to put your hope in. Not your expertise, not your health, not any of the good gifts which God has given us that we enjoy. No, God alone is our strength and refuge. He alone is our ever-present help in trouble. He alone is unchanging in the midst of a changing world. He alone is the Almighty, the Everlasting One, the Maker and Sustainer of all things. So the first thing we need to move from fear to hope is to remember that God is our strength and our refuge. And then the psalm reminds us that God is with us. Verse 4 reads, there's a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her and she will not fall. God will help her at the break of day. The picture here is of the city, the ancient city of Jerusalem, and its temple, that dwelling place of God on earth in the midst of his people Israel. But we've just celebrated Christmas, and we've been reminded that these things, the city of Jerusalem, the temple at its center, were but a shadow of the reality that is come in Christ. He is Emmanuel, God with us. And he lives in us by his Holy Spirit, all those who trust in him, so that together as Christ's body and we as individuals are now the temple of the Holy Spirit, where the city in which God dwells. In John chapter 7, Jesus says, "Whoever believes in me, rivers of living water will flow from within them." And John adds, "By this he meant the Holy Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive." So it turns out this river, which the psalmist spoke of, is none other than the person of the Holy Spirit. This river whose streams make glad the city of God. God is within us. And what does the psalmist say? She will not fall. God will help us at the break of day. It's beautiful, isn't it? And so we can face the future with confidence. And again, because in verse 7, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. When we are weak, he is our strength. When we're afraid and under threat, he's our refuge. When we're in trouble, in great need, he is our help. In our gospel reading, Jesus has wonderful words of comfort for us as we face the future, which by definition is unknown. We need not worry about the future, Jesus says, because if God provides for the birds of the air, the flowers of the field, well, how much more will he provide for you and for me? So rather than worry, Jesus says, seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, and then God will give you along with them all that you need. As we order our lives around Christ, committing ourselves, our gifts, our relationships, our finances, our hopes, our dreams, our plans to him, handing them over to him to use as he will, well, then we will find that he graciously provides all that we need. Not all that we want, mind you, or when we want it, not always in the way we expect, but he will provide all that we need. I'm reminded that God not only provides for each one of us personally, but also for us as a church. God's promise is that he will build his church. In 1 Corinthians, we read that although God delights to use people as workers in his harvest field, his building, it is God who brings the growth. Each of us is called to the task that God has assigned to us, underneath and through and sometimes, no doubt, in spite of us, God is at work to grow his church. God's utterly committed to his church because she is both the bride of Christ, for which he laid down his life, and also Christ's own body. And so we can be confident that God will provide for us here at St. George's in 2025, whatever uncertainties and challenges we may face. So God is our strength and refuge. God is with us, and he will provide for us. He calls us to seek his kingdom and his righteousness. As we grasp these things, we seek him, we'll move from fear to hope, from anxiety to peace. Well, the second thing we need to move from fear to confidence, from anxiety to hope, is prayer. And there's two steps to prayer suggested in our readings. The first one is from Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I'm God. I'll be exalted among the nations. I'll be exalted in the earth. Be still and know that I'm God. You know, the danger with uncertainties about the future and our accompanying anxieties and fears is they can overwhelm us. We can get so fixated on them that they come to fill our vision and squeeze out any hope. And the psalm shows us the antidote to this, doesn't it? Be still and know that I am God. On one level, it's actually good to feel out of our depth because we recognize our own limits. That we are small and weak and all too often foolish. But that ought to lead us to turn to God. And what does God say to us? My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Be still and know that I am God. That point of coming up against our fears and anxieties, where we can't see a way through, where the future looks dark, well, that's a point to stop and to lift our eyes to God, to be still, be reminded of who he is, to meditate upon his power, his goodness, his love, even toward you and me. There's all sorts of ways we can do this. When you're out there in just the absolute majesty and glory of God's creation down here in Tassie, isn't it just beautiful? You get out there, you see the mountain, the river. It's just glorious. Well, God's made that. It's a display of his power and goodness, his majesty. Be still and know he's God. Maybe you're just at home with a cup of tea. You can reflect and give thanks for all the blessings that God has given you. Be still and know that I'm God. Maybe it's here together in worship with God's people as we sing praises to His holy name. We together worshiping Him, lifting Him up, lifting our eyes up to see Him. Be still and know that I'm God. Different things work better for different people. They may strike you at different moments. But I want to suggest that kind of a thread holding all of these together to help us to be still and know that He is God, the scriptures, the Bible. It's a great resource for us. There you see God's unfolding story, His character revealed, climaxing in the coming of His Son. It's His word to us. So as we begin this year, my challenge to myself, as much as anyone else here, all of you, is to come again daily and to be still and know that I'm God. To hear God's word each day and to come before Him in prayer. Well, the second step in prayer comes from that reading from Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. And it's just brilliant, isn't it? Do not be anxious about everything, about anything. Gosh, that's hard. But here we go. But in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And then what does Paul say? There's an amazing promise. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. The simple point is this. Ask. Ask. If God is our God, the one who has promised He will provide, well, what better to do with our worries and our fears, with our hopes and our plans, with all the unknowns about the future, than to ask Him who is powerful to answer? And unsurprisingly, Jesus has the best word for us here. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. And he who seeks, finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? And if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, well, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask Him? So straightforward, isn't it? So simple. God is our Father in heaven. He loves us as His children. He wants us to ask so He can give us the good gifts He's prepared for us. Are you anxious? Are you worried? Maybe about what this year will bring or whatever's going on in your life. Ask. Bring it all before God in prayer. This year, let us be people who are bold and persistent in asking God to supply all our needs with His good gifts. And let's be people who are also bold and persistent and regular in giving thanks to God, recalling each day His blessings to us, especially when we see Him answer our prayers. Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. God is our refuge and strength. He is our ever-present help in trouble. And therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way. Be still and know that I am God, and I'll be exalted among the nations, even in your life. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for this wonderful psalm, reminding us that You are our refuge and strength. You are our ever-present help in times of trouble. You alone are the unchanging One, the Lord God Almighty, and You are with us. And therefore, we need not fear. Please help us to be still and know that You are God. Free us from all those foolish fantasies and self-delusions that we get trapped in, where we think we're in control and we just find we're so worried and anxious. Help us to come to You each day to ask, to give thanks, and may Your peace, which passes all understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.